I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. We know that poverty plays a role in the existence of sex trafficking, but what about the mental and spiritual bonds that trap women in the trade? Michaela Schmidt of Vision Beyond Borders recently visited the Red Light District in Mumbai, India, and says the women believe they deserve this life. Because of Jesus, they can be freed from that spiritual lie. Vision Beyond Borders introduces hope through the gospel, and they provide a way out. Schmidt's already been burdened by this issue and says the trip was encouraging for her.
It really does just fire up your heart once you see the way Jesus is miraculously changing these women and transforming their hearts in him. And it just makes me want to keep doing what I'm doing and keep ministering to women through Vision Beyond Borders.
And you can learn more at missionnews.org. Well, it's that time of year again. Students are headed back to their college campuses. As they do so, Tom Lynn, president of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, says their ministry vision stays the same.
As I enter into the president role, I hope that we build on the significant growth that we've enjoyed in the last decade. We have record numbers of students and faculty that we're reaching. So really just building on that foundation. But I think the other way that I answer that question is that I recently reminded our staff that we have an amazing opportunity right now as InterVarsity, not just for growth, but we're poised to be people of hope. You know, we work through what we call witnessing communities on campus. They are safe places for students to be transformed by Christ.
Learn how to get involved in campus ministry at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. You can get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.